This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister NP South advocates for unity and dialogue at Non-Aligned Movement Ministerial Meeting in Baku, Azerbaijan. Opposition parties obstruct meetings of both houses of federal parliament. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda accuses opposition parties of trying to halt passage of bill designed to take action against loan sharks. Nepal Rashtra Bank issuing treasury bill worth 10 billion rupees today, and torrential rains kill at least 15 in southwest China. Now the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Prakash Shaud has emphasized the significance of upholding the time-tested principles of the Non-Aligned Movement, NAM, and called upon global leaders to collectively promote dialogue, understanding and peaceful resolutions to conflicts. Speaking at the NAM ministerial meeting in Baku, Azerbaijan, held under the theme NAM, United and Steadfast in Confronting Emerging Challenges, South addressed the pressing global issues and advocated for durable peace through dialogue and respect for diversity. Minister South underscored the importance of fostering international cooperation within NAM, strengthening South-South collaboration and upholding multilateralism centered around the United Nations to tackle global problems effectively. The minister also emphasized the need to expedite economic development in line with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, striving for a just, inclusive and equitable global order. He further emphasized NAM's role in advocating for the reform of international financial institutions to ensure inclusivity, transparency and effectiveness. In addition to Nepal's aspiration to graduate from the least developed country status by the year 2026, Minister South highlighted the adverse impacts of climate change in Nepal. He called for collective advocacy by NAM for climate justice, promoting sustainable development and mobilizing support for climate adaptation and mitigation efforts. On the sidelines of the event, the foreign minister engaged in bilateral meetings with several dignitaries, including the Malaysian Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Venezuelan Minister for Foreign Affairs, the Ethiopian State Minister for Foreign Affairs, and the Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs of Vietnam. The foreign minister is also scheduled to meet with the President of Azerbaijan and the Azerbaijani Minister for Foreign Affairs. Opposition parties obstructed meetings of both the Houses of Federal Parliament yesterday. Scheduled meeting of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly yesterday were postponed as the opposition parties obstructed the meeting, expressing objection to a recent remark Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal made during a book launching program in Kathmandu on Monday. Speaker Debraj Kimire allocated time to UML lawmaker Raghuji Panta after opposition lawmakers stood from their respective seats in the beginning of the meeting. Lawmaker Panta said the House proceedings could not move ahead until the issue regarding the Prime Minister's statement was clarified. The meeting was postponed for half an hour after protest of the opposition lawmakers. The next meeting of the House of Representatives has been scheduled for 3 p.m. on Friday. The House of Representatives meeting yesterday was scheduled to finalize the bill related to loan sharking. Likewise, the meeting of the National Assembly was also postponed till 1 p.m. today for the same issue. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has accused opposition parties of trying to halt the passage of bill designed to take action against loan sharks. While addressing a separate program yesterday, the Prime Minister claimed that the opposition parties obstructed the parliament, being panicked by the commendable works done by the government. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says he will stand tall in the ongoing fight against corruption. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister said action had been taken against corruption since he assumed the leadership of the government. Prime Minister Dahal added that the file of Lalita Niwas land scam had been reopened and more files were being opened, stating that the present government was working as per people's aspiration. He claimed that conspiracy was being hatched to stop government's good deeds. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to more news. The Nepal Rashtra Bank is all set to issue a treasury bill worth 10 billion rupees today. The central bank has planned to issue the Development Treasury Bill 2086 Bikram Samvat today with a term of 6 years. The government uses the Development Treasury Bill as a tool to raise public debt. Banks and finances, finance institutions, insurance companies, and organized institutions, and even the common people can purchase the Treasury Bill. According to Rashtra Bank, the coupon rate of Treasury Bill will be determined by an auction through an online bidding. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narendkaji Srestha has said all sorts of preparedness are in place to cope up with the disaster risk caused by the monsoon. Inspecting the humanitarian assistance unit at cargo building of Trivandrum International Airport yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Srestha claimed that the disaster response mechanism was better this time around. He further stated that the National Disaster Risk Mitigation and Management Authority under the Home Ministry was formulating plans and preparation to address the issue. The Deputy Prime Minister added that help desks were set up in various 11 places of the country for the disaster response. The Nepali Congress has summoned its Central Committee meeting for the 12th of July. Nepali Congress Acting Chief Secretary Dr. Pradeep Parajuli said a meeting of the party office bearers yesterday agreed to hold the meeting. The meeting is expected to discuss the contemporary political affairs and other various issues concerning the party organization. The party will be holding the Central Committee meeting after a gap of around 1 year. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. 15 people have been killed and 4 are missing after torrential rain in southwest China. State news agency Xinhua on Wednesday said the latest round of torrential rains since Monday had killed 15 people and left 4 others missing in southwest China's Chongqing municipality. A suspected nitrate oxide gas leak in South Africa has led to the deaths of 16 people. The victims, including women and children, died from gas inhalation at an informal settlement in Boksburg, east of Johannesburg. Wednesday's leak has been linked to illegal gold mining in the area. Nitrate oxide gas is often used by illegal gold miners, known locally as Zamazums, to extract gold from soil stolen from abandoned mine shafts. One of the gas cylinders was found leaking in Boksburg's densely populated Angelo shanty town. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Madhya Province, Lumbini Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South advocates for unity and dialogue at Non-Aligned Movement Ministerial Meeting in Baku, Azerbaijan. Opposition parties obstruct meetings of both houses of federal parliament. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda accuses opposition parties of trying to halt passage of bill designed to take action against loan sharks. Nepal Rashtra Bank issuing treasury bill worth 10 billion rupees today. And torrential rains kill at least 15 in southwest China. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.